Story Writing Nation, Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. Lots of things to get to, but we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the celebration of life for George Herbert Walker, Texas Ranger Bush. America seemed to come together with the celebration of life and all the proceedings. I believe there were 20 in honor of the former ambassador to Russia. And it was really something. We tried to go to the main proceedings, I guess you can say, and we were barred access. It was very, very rude. You know, they were kind of physical. Didn't really have regard for our safety, and it wasn't very nice. In the words of George Herschel Walker Bush, it wouldn't be prudent to behave in that way. Anyhow, we were just standing there waiting to see if we can get a scoop, picture of one of the dignitaries, and we came across Dan Quayle, and if memory serves correct, he was George Hubert Wakimbo Bush's secretary. Now, not Secretary of Defense or Secretary of State, just secretary. You know, filed papers, got fetched coffee, things of that type. And so we came across Miss Quayle and said to her, Mr. Quayle, what is going on here? You look quite sad. And Dan Quayle, a former desk clerk to the ambassador to Russia, said through his tears that he didn't have money for a ride home. And he said, would we be willing to ride in an Uber pool with him? Now, this isn't a plug for Uber, although we certainly wouldn't mind sponsorship with Uber. Just putting some feelers out there. And if anyone from Uber is hearing this, please, 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 Lordy Lord, give us a call. Anyhow, Miss Quayle said, hey, would you like to get in an Uber pool with us? We don't have enough money to get home. And we said, we're sorry, Dan. We feel uncomfortable around strangers. You know, have you ever heard of the phrase stranger danger? And then he said, I'll show you stranger danger. And I don't know where it came from, but he pulled a machete out and he brandished it right in front of our face, and boy, that was a shock. You know, to see the secretary to the former Russian ambassador brandish a weapon and threaten you to get into an Uber pool, gosh, man, that was pretty wild. So we ran and screamed home, and we're not sure what happened to Miss Quayle, if she was able to get home or not, but we wish Dan Quayle the best. Anyhow, when we got home, we caught wind of this news of the Fox Sports personality, Miss Thompson. We don't know her first name. It's Clarissa Explains It All. Clarissa Explains It All Thompson. Sharissa? Sharissa Thompson? Chiquita? Chiquita Thompson? Okay. Flaming Hot Cheeto Thompson had pictures and video of herself published on the internet. And boy, when we caught wind of that, we were like, we gotta get our eyes on this for the Great A Nation to report back to you. So, with really no shame, we pushed our relatives out of the way and got access to the laptop and logged on and saw some really stunning visuals. Vivacious and lovely Flaming Hot Cheeto Thompson, buff in the nude, leaving nothing to the imagination, flicking the bean, as one might say. And we were like, woo-wee, woo, wow, that is truly a feast for the senses. And we got a piece of Wonder Bread, because we're going to make a, well, can't say that for a PG-rated podcast, but nonetheless, our mother caught wind of what was happening and said, hey, what's going on here? And we said, Mother, mind your business. We're going to take care of ourselves with this Wonder Bread. And she goes, what in the world are you talking about? And we said, this lady on Fox Sports, Flaming Hot Cheeto Thompson, there's pictures and videos of her, and she's in the buff, and it's quite the scene. And our mother said, what in the world are you doing looking at a woman's nude body on the internet? And we said, Mother, why do you have to be this way? Why do you treat a grown adult like a toddler? Oh boy. And she goes, if you didn't act like a toddler, maybe you would be treated better. And boy, we got pretty hot at that, so you know, we threw the Wonder Bread slice on the ground, and our mother got pretty angry, and she brandished a machete on us, and we were like, wow, how is this happening, you know? First, Miss Dan Quayle, and now our own mother bringing a machete and pressing it against our face. So we ran and ran and ran out of the house, and we stopped at the library and saw news on Twitter that Kevin Hart, former WWE champion and brother of Owen Hart, was asked to host the Oscars. And we were like, wow, that is great. That is great news. Showing that professional wrestlers can really make it. Kevin Bret Hart was going to be the host of the Oscars. So we were looking at the social media timelines, and we saw all of a sudden people complaining about the comments made by this Kevin Bret Hart, former WWE champion. Apparently he made some derogatory comments about people that were in same-sex relationships. And they were mean-spirited, not very nice, But what do you expect from a meathead that is a jock? You know, this big pro wrestler dude. And so we were like, oh boy, you know, is anyone gonna catch a break? And a little time proceeds, and all of a sudden, Kevin Hart is backing out of hosting the Oscars. How can someone who was such a vital part of the WWE Attitude Era be pretty much whipped into being a little sissy boy? Anyhow, it seems like they're gonna go on a new search for an Oscars host. I heard they're talking with the host of that Netflix special. She was the star of the 90s SNL sketch, It's Pat. Her name is Nandingo. No, that's not it. Nasapiqua. No, that's not it either. Oh boy. Nanet. That's it. Okay, so we're not sure of the gender. This thing that hosted Nanette might be the Oscars host. And I believe her catchphrase is Nanu Nanu. If it is a her, it, he, we don't really know. It says, you know, after the end of every joke, Nanu Nanu. So, you know, for example, why did the chicken cross the road to get away from O.J. Simpson? Nanu Nanu. And, you know, everyone laughs and laughs and laughs. Not really because the jokes are good, but because of the Nanu Nanu. And then, you know, for her last act, this fellow, Nanette, hangs himself from what he calls a Nanu Nanus. And we're not really sure if it's, you know, an Andy Kaufman kind of thing or what's going on there, or if it's, you know, a pretty powerful artistic statement about people with no clear reproductive organs. But nonetheless, we'll be eager to see how they translate their act to the Oscars. So, there's been so much that's gone on that we're just scraping the surface here, but it's probably best that we stop and recognize the life of George Hugo Washington J.J. Walker Bush and all of his accomplishments as the former Russian ambassador. And we're sorry that Dan Quayle brandished a machete. We're sorry that Flaming Hot Cheeto Clarissa Explains It All Thompson was violated with pictures on the internet, causing us to think naughty thoughts with our Wonder Bread slice. And also that Kevin Owen Hart fell 80 feet onto a ring apron, causing him to be injured and lose out on hosting the Oscars for 2019. So, until next time, folks, we hope you have a great day, kind of day.